Welcome to Backdoor Cover, a sports podcast about sports,
among other things.
I'm Ross Bolin, and I'm here with Dan Magister.
Yeah, the rundown actually says show open and banter. I'm surprised you didn't actually say that because you read everything on the rundown.
Oh, I was getting to that. I was on welcome. Then I was going to read show opening banter. This is the banter, though. And Dylan Shiverer.
Hey, Billy. Let me say something. So we have this room in our office that's full of products, mainly hats.
And it's the hat room.
It's the hat room is what we call it, kind of. And a lot of the hats are what we're going to be offering in the future. We have a spring line coming out, for example, and our hats all over the wall.
On manoutfitters.com.
Right.
We also have just a podcast.
They're just there to provide inspiration. Cool designs that we maybe want to, you know, imitate, whatever. Dan has decided to go in the hat room every day. There's this one particular hat that he likes.
It's a New Orleans jazz hat.
New Orleans? That's how you say it?
New Orleans.
Yeah.
Anyway, he goes in there every day. He takes it off the wall. He wears it. And at the end of the day, before he goes home, he puts it back.
It's like when I'm going to work, I'm throwing on my hard hat.
It's a Utah jazz.
Right.
No. It's a New Orleans jazz hat.
I'm sorry.
New Orleans.
It's a classic. Mitchell Ness.
You're right. Yeah. Mitchell Ness. Anyway.
It's like putting on your thinking cap, but for work.
No. Work hat.
Like, it's become his work
hat. It's
aesthetic.
A union job. You throw on your hard hat, bring your lunch pail, your thermos.
Yeah.
Get to work.
Anyway.
You're required to wear a helmet at this job.
Yeah.
To podcast.
And I should, in general, for me, too, like, wearing a helmet's probably important.
You should probably wear a helmet.
Prone? Yeah.
He's saying he's an idiot.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm going with.
A fool, a buffoon.
Okay.
A clumsy ox.
Hey, Bill, are you drugged up? You had some mouth work.
Slightly, man. I had a tooth put into my mouth.
Yeah.
I have a full set of teeth again, but it hurts, and it's bleeding still. But I'm here for the show.
Molly Percocet?
I got Vicodin.
Oh.
Is this your Jordan flu game?
I don't think so. Based on how I feel so far,
energy
I don't
level
think
seems
so.
To be a little subdued.
That's yeah, okay. I'm a little subdued. I'll try to crank it up a notch. I couldn't have coffee this morning. You can't have anything hot.
You look great, though.
I'm mostly just drinking my own blood as I talk. So it's,
oh, that's fun.
Yeah. Well, let's start with some exciting news in the NBA because this continues to be the most exciting NBA offseason in history. Kyrie Irving.
Is it?
Has been traded to Boston, the Boston Celtics, for Isaiah Thomas, Jay Crowder,
some other guy.
Anti Zizek, who we call Aziz Ansari. We'll just go Aziz Ansari.
It's not the actual Aziz Ansari, to be clear. He doesn't play basketball.
No, his real name is Anti Zizek, but no one knows who that is or has ever heard of this guy. So he doesn't matter.
I saw his name written like for real in some publication. It has quite a few accent marks. I don't even know what they mean or what they do.
That's what it's probably like Romanian or something.
Where's this dude from?
I have no idea. Nobody Romanian? Knows who this guy is. He's not important.
And they got the first rounder from
unprotected.
Brooklyn. Yeah,
unprotected first round pick
from Brooklyn
that has a very good chance of ending up being the number one pick in the draft
from that awful, awful trade from 2008, I think, with Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett.
What is interesting about this is not just that obviously Kyrie Irving got what he wanted, got out of Cleveland. It's
the top two teams in the East swapped players, which
is
unheard
of. Danny Ainge made a trade, which is weird. He's got like 236 first round picks stocked up. He finally let one of them go. And both sides seem to have
won
this trade.
Pretty beneficial to both.
Which is also pretty rare to just look at something on paper and be like, yeah, okay, I get it. But Boston had just developed, like the Celtics had just become this force in the Eastern Conference again. And I feel like Isaiah Thomas was the face of that. It's just weird to see a team move the guy that just came up as the face of the franchise.
I mean, did I tell you earlier, a few podcasts back, a few months ago, that they're going to have to pay Isaiah Thomas or trade him? And I thought
they chose not to pay him. I mean,
they chose not to pay him.
You're right. And I got to say, I agree with that decision.
I do too.
Yeah, and I mean, especially if you can use...
And I hate the Avery Bradley trade even more.
If you can use him to get Kyrie, I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see how this plays out.
It works out for Cleveland, too, because you got Jay Crowder, who's like very underrated, like as a three.
Veteran guy.
Shoots 40% from three. And then you get that first rounder for when LeBron leaves in 2018.
Yeah, and you get Isaiah to back up Derrick Rose, which is huge.
And there's Ante Zizek.
Also, you get Ante Zizek.
Everyone's saying he's going to break out next year.
So. This is his year.
Yeah.
The guy that's not being talked about, the most important part of the trade to Dylan. Ante Zizek.
Aziz.
As I think
my favorite
most
part of
white people would say.
Yeah, my favorite part of this trade, though, is how Boston fans are now convincing themselves that Brooklyn's actually going to make the playoffs this year.
This is the... Well, there's no fucking way. But this is the beauty of sports. This is a perfect example of the NBA. Like, these two teams now having to convince themselves that they never hated the other guy. Like, the guys they're getting are both guys they hated. And have probably talked so much shit about. Like, Celtics fans have probably been dumping on Kyrie for years. And now they got to root for him. I love that shit. Makes me happy. What else about this trade? I think that's it.
Like, Kyrie and IT, statistically pretty similar. I think IT actually averaged more assists. But, like, I think Kyrie's far and away the better player.
Yeah, and I don't think anybody disagrees with that, no. Really.
Like, there's nobody
that... Does Cleveland get better?
They stay relatively... Yeah, I mean, they're going to win the East, probably.
I mean... The thing for them is that it's a win for the future.
Mm-hmm. Because LeBron's leaving.
I think this gives him a realistic chance of not leaving. And there's a lot of people who don't think this is over.
No, he's leaving, and they had no draft picks because they traded all their draft picks for, like, bum players like Kyle Korver was the first-round pick
right.
that they traded. I think they traded a pick for, what is his name? The old-ass point guard bum.
Well, dude, that first-round pick they just got, Brooklyn's first round pick is a great asset to move to get a guy like, I don't know, like Boogie Cousins. You tell me LeBron's going to walk away from IT4 and Boogie Cousins?
Yeah, LeBron's going to LA. He's going to be a Laker. 2018, book it.
God, that'll be so hateable. Micah. I don't know. I kind of part of me hopes he does leave and go to LA.
I get so excited when Micah grabs the mic.
I just wanted to clarify, Ante Zizek is a 20-year-old Croatian.
Ante Zizek.
He's a prospect.
Who was drafted 23rd in the 2016 draft by the Celtics. He had just agreed to come over to play this year and sign with the Celtics, and they traded him.
Respect the Croatian people.
Croatia. What angers me about this trade, though, is now Boston, when LeBron leaves, is kind of set to like run the East. And I don't like that as a Sixers fan. Obviously.
I don't agree with that, though.
I do. I mean, like Gordon Hayward, like Kyrie... It's a pretty solid core.
Kyrie,
a lot of good young players. Jaylen Brown.
Kyrie is yet to prove that he can do jack shit by himself in terms of winning. I know he's an incredible player, but I think the most games he won pre LeBron himself, was like 35.
Boston's pretty loaded.
They're a good team.
Yeah. So I blame the Phoenix Suns, who should have made this trade like the last few weeks.
So Kyrie's motivation for leaving is he wanted to be like quote unquote the man. Is that the deal?
That's I
like
think also just LeBron's kind of a douchebag.
I believe that for sure.
It's 100%.
And also, Kyrie might be a bit of a weirdo. Like, the guy believes the earth is flat. I think there's a lot of angles here, is my point. Like, who knows?
I think those people are just trolling at this point, by the way.
I think he legit thinks the earth is flat.
Was he also talking to Justin Bieber's pastor, the hot pastor dude?
Maybe.
I heard some type of storyline with that.
Kyrie's kind of a weird dude. LeBron is a certified douchebag.
Yeah, he is.
And who knows? I don't know what at the end of the day how you could possibly walk away from that team. I mean, the man has made it to 7 straight NBA finals. You can't suffer his douchebaggery to get to the finals. That's a lot of money and shit,
well,
man.
When he if without LeBron, I feel like he has a better chance to be all NBA. So he'll like
wasn't he all NBA anyway?
No, he wasn't. So if he makes an all NBA team, he'll get paid more.
Mm. I mean. Playing with dude, it's like the endorsement effect though. When everybody on the team with LeBron gets more commercials and more endorsements and
yeah,
more
but he
shoe
has a championship. Who cares? Like, just get paid now.
I think he's still gonna get paid, Dan.
We'll get paid more.
Apparently, Kyrie did like speak with Justin Bieber's pastor before making a trade request.
Yeah, dude, this guy.
This is the strangest world we are living in.
This guy, by the way. Have you seen this guy, Bill?
Yeah, I've seen him.
Bieber's passer, he just rolls around with him, and he dresses like he's like super hip and in really good shape and like attractive.
Usually shirtless.
Yeah. Weird.
Yeah. That's
like I don't want my pastor to be hot. Sorry.
No.
He needs to be just like very plain.
That man is too good looking and clean cut, and he freaks me out. There's no way. I don't want to slander him or whatever. What's the word? Libel.
No libel.
But he looks like he's done some. He looks like I wouldn't let my kids around that guy. Let me put it that way. He. I'm saying he touches children.
Oh.
Wow. Oh, you went there, huh?
I don't think he's Catholic.
You could probably blame the drugs.
Allegedly.
If he comes after us.
I don't think it. He just fucking, that dude freaks me out. He wears designer jeans.
That's what I'm saying. You don't want that in a pastor, man.
No.
Do you think he has like a designer robe?
That guy's a sinner.
For sure. You want a pastor who has like pleated khakis and a golden retriever and drives like
Golden retriever?
He drives a big SUV, but like a couple years old, not
like
brand new.
He drives like a 2010 Suburban.
You guys have a priest that actually don't commit to the full priest.
He's got a little bit of gray in his hair.
Well, I'm not Catholic, Dan, so I don't have a priest.
Yeah, that's true.
we're talking about pastors.
Yeah, your religion doesn't make sense to me.
Whole different ball game, dude.
Okay.
You guys can get married? What the fuck?
It's not a different religion. It's just a different sect.
Denomination.
Sect.
Let's talk religion. This is now a religious podcast.
So that's what you want in a pastor. What do you want in a what do the Jews have, Micah?
Rabbis?
What do you want in a rabbi?
We should probably not go down this path, honestly.
For me, it's like, let's just pivot.
Let's pivot right now.
Okay, let's pivot over to boxing because that's similar.
There's a fight this weekend.
Floyd Mayweather and Conor McGregor are going to box each other in a ring on Saturday. We're all going to watch it. 92% of the bets so far are on McGregor. That's the public. But 79% of the money is on Mayweather.
That's interesting.
So it's a lot of like Joe Schmo throwing out $10 or $100 on McGregor.
Yeah, just dumb people, really. I mean, dumb people and then people who love fun.
Well, it actually makes sense because of the payout. I mean, it's he's 4 or 5 to 1 now.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
If you want to get paid, you got to throw down big money on Mayweather.
Well, and let's be like, you're paying $100 to watch this fight. I'll put $50 on Conor to see if I can win it back. You know, I don't know.
First four rounds, like, knockout.
Fuck it.
Yeah.
I don't want to bet on Mayweather. That's boring.
I'm excited for this. Really am.
Dude, I'm excited for the spectacle. I do think. I hope. God, I hope it's like fun to watch the fight part.
I mean,
odds are low on that.
The last week or so has been just like electric on social media.
Yeah.
Conor McGregor's like slinging toothpaste on his Instagram.
Mayweather's slinging strip club.
His strip club. That's all he has on his Instagram. It's
what a trash.
The one strip club he owns.
What a waste of 16.5 million followers.
His fucking strip club is just called Girl Collection, which is a terrible. I thought initially after the first several ads that I saw that it was a women's lingerie brand, but it's not. It's a strip club called Girl Collection.
It's in Vegas, if I'm not.
It's in Vegas. I kind of want to go, but I don't.
They don't even advertise with like women. It's just like promo, like posters.
His Instagram account is just ads.
Yeah.
what the fuck is he doing?
The great thing is they've got, if you go to girlcollection.com, they've got this video. It's like a promo video that they've made, and it looks like just your everyday shitty strip club, you know, in any old city. There's nothing Vegas-y looking about it. If you pause on the screen when they show, they've got this outside aerial view of the strip club, and it's just a building on a corner that says Girl Collection on it, and then it goes to the inside, and it's just Floyd sitting on stage in a chair with like a stripper pole.
All the TVs are showing Floyd fights, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's not the most self-indulgent.
He's spreading his arms like this, like as the camera rolls up on him on stage in a vest, and there's no one there. There's no one else in the room.
He's just a
scumbag. Who's he greeting from behind? Anyway.
Yeah, I think I'm going to put money on McGregor, though, solely so I can enjoy like the 0.00001% chance he knocks out Floyd.
But just thank God that McGregor's not an American, because this the last thing we need. This would have been a full blown race war. You know? That would have been the last spark.
What?
What?
That would have been the straw.
Because we're in such a bad spot right now as a country. I'm just saying, thank God he's Irish and can get away with the shit that he says. And the
Floyd, if you're listening, your Instagram is trash.
Yeah, I guess like you don't want to. Is this like the one? Bro. Is this the one event you don't cheer for an American?
Yes.
Yeah.
Floyd Mayweather is a very easy guy to cheer against because he's just an absolute scumbag, and he is obnoxious and pompous, and he just sucks.
I think even guys that used the argument that you have to root for him because he's an American, like Barrett Dudley, was one of those guys. Like in the past, he rooted for Floyd over like Manny or whatever because he's an American. But I think even those guys have bailed at this point. Like it's not fun anymore. Like he's just an asshole.
Also, like, in hindsight, cheering for Manny, maybe not the best either. Pacquiao's kind of a scumbag.
Yeah, he's got some weird views.
Granted, he is a boxer, so, like...
He's been hit in the head a few times.
It's like Chappelle's new stand-up says, like, you're going to ask the guy that beats people for a living what his views are.
Right. Anyway, I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a fun old time, Dan. The same night, HBO has Miguel Cotto versus Yoshihiro Kamigai.
Can you say that again?
Is this the dude that created Bitcoin?
Yoshihiro Kamigai.
Yoshihiro Kamigai.
Kamigai. Which is just great for them because everybody's going to be watching that fight. Everybody's been waiting for Cotto Kamigai for so long.
I know I have.
Fight of the century, they call it.
The same.
This is why boxing sucks.
No one's going to watch this, right?
This is why boxing's the worst. Like, Cotto's a respectable fighter. You got to put him on a card that's not head-to-head with Mayweather.
Are you disrespecting Yoshi?
Yes.
Because my boy Yoshi, he's been hitting the bag hard.
Everyone's been saying that he's supposed to come out in surprise and shock the world. So...
No one will ever know what happened in this fight. Ever. Why the fuck? Micah and I were talking about this yesterday, or the day before yesterday, why they wouldn't just bite the bullet and reschedule this thing. Even if they had it scheduled beforehand, you just have to be like, oh, okay.
We'll do it Friday.
Or next week.
I love listening to Micah talk about how boxing is just absolute trash. Is this one of the reasons why they're absolute trash, Micah?
Yeah, that's the only reason we're talking about this, just to make fun of boxing, basically. The other thing that's funny is this is HBO's big pitch to promote the Canelo Triple G fight, and they're going to launch their 24/7 after this Cotto fight, and no one's going to watch it.
No.
It's like you can't hype an event where no one is watching your event. It's a bad way to kick off the hype for another.
Everyone's going
to
watch Mayweather and McGregor, and then they're just going to go to the club.
But
I'm going to pop balls at the club. I'll be posted up.
But fortunately, we've got Micah to let us know about shit like this, because I actually do want to watch Triple G Canelo's 24/7, and I do want to watch that fight.
I want to watch the fight.
Fight's in like 3 weeks. So we have plenty of time.
That's what I'm saying. But I mean, this is the damn launch of the promo here.
I want to be excited for the Canelo Triple G fight. And HBO just chooses the worst possible time. Have this fight Friday.
One of the few mistakes.
Get people
HBO
excited
makes.
For fights. That's true.
HBO is usually pretty good about this. I blame boxing.
HBO Boxing sends me specifically a boxing glove every fucking week to promote their next fight on Twitter or whatever. Like a signed glove.
We've had multiple Triple G signed gloves.
Somewhere around 3-4 months ago, I just stopped responding to the HBO Boxing dudes' emails because they won't give us any money and we're just promoting their fights for free. And he keeps sending the gloves, man. I got a text message yesterday, like right after I got out of surgery, from Primrose. He was like, "Hey, a package here for you. It's from HBO Boxing." I was like, "God damn it!
Who's
I don't even know. That's the beauty of it.
It's probably a Cotto glove.
No, we already have the I already have the Cotto glove.
Do you have a Yoshihiro Kamigai?
Apparently because they don't respect Yoshi.
That's a hot item, and I want it badly.
He might die.
No, it's he's supposed to be the next big thing.
Oh yeah, I forgot you heard Yoshi's going to come out and be
everyone's
legit.
Talking about how he's supposed to be the next superstar.
I wonder what Kodo's getting paid for that fight that no one's going to watch. Because that's...
Whatever they're paying Yoshi, it's not enough, I can tell you that.
It's not.
I'm all in on Yoshi.
Sweet God. Well, speaking of boxing and these two matches this weekend, if you're looking to cash on this Mayweather-McGregor fight, MyBookie.ag is offering up to a 100% sign-up bonus on your first deposit. It's online sports betting made easy. They accept your bets anywhere, anytime. Do it through your phone. Their mobile site is super easy. They offer live betting, in-game betting. So even if you miss kickoff or the first bell or puck drop or whatever the hell it may be, you can still get on there and make a bet. College or pro, they make it easy to sign up, even easier to play. Some of the fastest payout times in the business with 48-hour processing. MyBookie.ag, if you use the promo code BACKDOOR, you get a bonus of up to 100% on your first deposit. Industry standard restrictions apply. Again, that promo code is BACKDOOR, expert or rookie. You got to check out MyBookie.
Hey, Ross, on MyBookie right now, the current lines on the Mayweather fight is Mayweather minus 500, McGregor plus 375, and they have more than 20 prop bets. You can bet on if they're going to touch gloves. You can bet on pay-per-view buys. It's fun. This is fun. Gambling is fun.
That's where the fun is at. Gambling is fun.
I get horny for prop bets, by the way.
That's what I'm talking about, man.
I love that shit.
Dude, for a big event like this, for like the Super Bowl or, you know, like your team's biggest game of the year or whatever, you have to unload on prop bets.
Micah, read us off some prop bets.
Man, actually, I said 20. There's probably 50 here.
Just give us two.
You can take total knockdowns. You can bet on punch landed percentage, total punches landed. You can bet total runs in the Blue Jays versus Twins game versus completed rounds in the fight.
Okay, see, that's what I'm talking about.
Strikeouts by Madison Bumgarner versus completed rounds. strikeouts by Cole Hamels. Let's see.
You gotta take Cole. Right?
You can bet if McGregor will win a round on any judge's card, why they'll be knocked down. I mean, literally, you can go on all day.
Yeah, I love it.
You can even bet this fight versus the Triple G Alvarez fight. Which one will end first?
When is Triple G Alvarez?
Canelo. 3 weeks.
Oh.
3 weeks.
Canelo Alvarez.
Like, finish first as in how long it lasts.
Yeah, which one lasts longer.
Oh. I was going to say, you mean Kodo
Yoshi?
Which
one will end first? You can bet on whether any fighter will fail a performance-enhancing drug test.
Can you bet on, shouts to John Jones.
Can you bet on if Yoshi Hiro is going to kill the other guy in the ring? Because I want that bet.
Yeah. Dylan just wants to bet on Yoshi. MyBookie.ag.
I want some Yoshi action.
Use the promo code BACKDOOR. Get your action in on Yoshi now.
Mike,
because we're going to swing the odds.
Before we get into our next segment, can you give us a little, like, just give me your 1 minute thoughts on John Jones found another drug test.
I'll just copy what Daniel Cormier said.
What is the news?
I don't even know what to think anymore. John Jones has failed another drug test, this time for steroids, and he
got a lifetime ban. That guy,
he's
right?
Probably. I think the ban from USADA, the testing agency, will be somewhere between 2 and 3 years. But Dana White's like, I'm done with.
Like that. Maybe the greatest UFC fighter,
obviously a
pound for pound ever.
So he failed.
Not even a pound for pound, cheater. Just the greatest.
Just the greatest ever.
If you look at his resume, no one is even close.
Only one loss by disqualification.
He failed the drug test leading up to his fight against Cormier.
Both times.
The first time. Well,
why is it just now coming out?
That's what I'm asking. That's my question.
Yeah, I don't know. Apparently, so the first time they fought, he beat Cormier. Then the second time, they it was after he got arrested for running over somebody and cocaine use and all the whole shit.
The fight was canceled the day before, right?
Right, they suspended him, took away his belt. Cormier became the champion. Then the rematch was going to happen the day before he tested positive. They canceled the fight, or it was like 2 days before.
Yeah, and he
so then they
was,
have
he claimed those boner pills.
Right, so he was suspended a year. So then a year later, he wins one fight, he gets the interim belt. Then they have the rematch again, and apparently he tested positive before the fight, but they let him fight anyway.
So that's the thing that's confusing to me.
Why would they?
This was not like last week that they fought
because they were the main card. Like, they were the main fight.
Oh, it was a money grab?
Yeah, probably.
That's bullshit.
It just discredits the entire sport. Yeah, it just makes the whole thing a fucking joke to me. I don't understand it.
It's sketchy as hell, and Jon Jones needs to be
The guy's done. It's over.
He's banned for life.
And I don't know if you ever got to watch. Did you get to watch him back in before all this drug shit started?
I watched a little bit of it, yeah.
He is a freak.
He's so good.
Yeah, he's very good.
Like, the first fight of his that I watched, I was like, holy shit, this guy's going to be the greatest fighter of all time.
But then he fucked around with, like, the weightlifting shit.
He's the dumbest piece of human trash.
Brother of star NFL defensive end Chandler Jones, by the way.
Yeah.
He's got another brother who's in the NFL, too.
That's right. But
he tested positive for the sample he gave at the weigh-in. I can't find any information to say that the UFC knew. It might have been a 48-hour thing. But so he...
Right.
His sample was positive.
Why does he think he can get away with this shit?
That's what makes it so insane, is it's like he clearly just does not even... Either he doesn't care or he's too stupid and believed that whatever method of trying to loophole this was going to work.
And how pissed are you if you're Cormier at this point?
Well, you just keep getting paid.
They let this juiced up freak just beat your brains in.
I know.
Like, come on, guys.
That's not cool,
it's
man.
The only person that's beaten Cormier, and he's whipped him twice.
Yeah, it hasn't even been close.
Honestly, cheating in any other sport, but fighting is just, it's fucked up because you could kill somebody
in
there.
This is Barry Bonds taking steroids. Like, it's not needed. Like, Jon Jones is the best fighter ever. He doesn't need steroids.
Probably, it's part of it, ever. But also Barry wasn't going out there and, like, risking somebody else's life. I mean, I guess you could argue that he could crank a fastball off the pitcher's head or something, but, like, realistically,
he's beating another guy's brain.
This is the most fucked up version of cheating in sports is UFC.
I think there's only one thing left to do, and that's for Jon Jones to fight Brock Lesnar for real in a WWE fight because they just don't test for steroids. And, like, because both of them are suspended currently for positive drug tests, just have them fight in the WWE. And have him fight for real. It'd be great. I'd pay to see that.
That's sketchy. This makes me feel gross. I mean,
or fight in Japan where there are no rules.
Here's the thing, Micah. This is a fucked up thing for UFC.
UFC has
wrong.
There's a history with roids.
No, this is
sketchy as fuck.
It's really sketchy.
It's a bad look for the UFC, especially on the eve of this big super fight that Dana White has to spend the next 3 days talking about this.
Micah, I don't feel good about this.
I don't feel good about it either. And I really feel bad for Daniel Cormier, who got whipped and was crying on television, interviewed, and a meme. And now he said, let's see, in my mind, on July 29, I competed and I lost. I thought Jon Jones was the better man. I don't know what to think anymore. I can't believe we're going through this all again. We'll have to see what happens next.
So, like,
give that man his belt back, first of all.
They did. But he's a mess.
They haven't yet stripped him of the belt, but I'm sure that's coming.
Oh. I thought it was officially announced that Cormier was already the...
By all accounts, Cormier is a really good dude, too.
Erroneous.
Oh, sorry.
Man, that's... I don't like it.
Yeah. It's filthy.
Well, if you're trying to win fans over UFC, you're not winning me over right now.
And that's the other thing. Like, think about all the people who paid $60, $59.99, whatever it was, to watch a stupid fucking fight, and then the fight gets... Now it's like it never happened.
Yeah, but it still happened, and it was still awesome. You still got to see Jon Jones kick the shit off Daniel Cormier.
But when it's illegitimate and it ends up not even counting... That doesn't upset you?
I don't know. I feel like you should, like, when it comes to fighting, just fuck it. Let them all do roids.
See, but that's the problem.
Man. Not when you're talking, like, brain injuries and shit.
Yeah.
They pretty much all do. Like, a lot of them do anyway.
Okay, but you don't just throw fuel on the fire, Dan.
You can't argue that they should all be able to do roids, because that's the second the media would pile on that shit. It would be a nightmare. We wouldn't get to watch anymore.
Nobody. They're already fighting each other inside a cage. Like,
yeah, but dude, have you ever seen, like,
already not a good look?
You ever seen a juice head before? Turn shit will make you huge and terrifying.
Yeah.
All right.
Bad look.
Let's move on to college football, where there is no steroid use and nothing shady going on.
College football this weekend.
The preseason AP poll is out. Blue Bloods on top. What the fuck does that even mean?
Blue
Bloods are
traditional programs.
Historically rich.
Alabama, Ohio State, Florida State, USC. Clemson, Penn State, Oklahoma, Washington, Wisconsin, Oklahoma State. SEC has only one top 10 team.
I don't like Wisconsin at 9. Granted, they have, like, a cupcake schedule, but
my Longhorn snuck into the top 25.
Of course.
That?
Of course.
Did they?
Yeah.
Wow, that's great. That'll be fun for week 1.
Shane Buechele, week 1. Is that the report?
I haven't really been paying attention, but the freshman is making noise, Dan.
The kid from Westlake?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't know who's starting for your fucking college football
team? I think
team?
It's Shane Bouchel.
I don't even know if it's been announced. I think Bouchel started. Fuck. I mean, the game's a week and a half from now, so chill out.
All right, all right. But the SEC does lead all conferences with six top 25 teams. I could not give less of a fuck about how many SEC teams
SEC.
Are involved in either of these.
SEC.
Yeah, why are you giving the
SEC?
First game is this Saturday. Stanford versus Rice in Australia.
Australia, that is not close to here.
G'day, y'all mate.
No.
That's the land down under.
You can't just hop on a bus and go to Australia.
You got to hop on a roo.
We're trying to like expand the game of football globally, and we're putting Rice on the field.
Stanford and Rice, just two smart schools going at it.
Man, you're killing this. Keep going.
Do the entire thing like this.
But really, though, why did we send two nerd schools down to Australia to play football against each other?
Maybe the Australians don't know any better. They think these are just like the best we have to offer.
They have rugby, dude. They know something.
They know something.
They know something. What? Big 12 preview feedback hotline calls.
There's a 9-hour difference, by the way, I think, from here in Australia.
Oh, I'm sure the kids love that.
That's it?
I think it's
only
nine.
Nine?
I think it's nine.
Because England's like seven.
No,
from
England, I think England's
the
five.
Central.
I think England's five from
six. It's six from the East Coast.
I think England's five. I don't know. I think it's nine.
I'm looking it up.
But
on
it's
going to
air here live at like 9 p.m. So I think it's a noon kickoff there or some shit like that, which is fun. It's fun for the kids.
It's for the kids.
It'll be fun watching like a daytime game at 9 p.m. here. Not that fun, really, actually. I don't even know what I'm talking about, but it's kind of cool.
Stanford and Rice. Hey, you can bet on it. I bet there's some good props for that one, too.
I think the line's 31, according to my inside sources, Klein, who went to school there.
Toilets actually flush reverse-wise, right, in Australia?
I'd say, yeah. I dropped that tidbit the other day. What movie was that in? It was like an Owen Wilson movie or something.
I thought it was like a Hey Arnold bit.
I think it's been in lots of stuff, guys.
Yeah, probably. That's the most exciting thing to me, too, is the toilets.
Stanford is a 30.5-point favorite.
Gotta
over under
that.
Is 51.
That's so
Hammer
cool.
Rice.
When these two teams get together, though, you got to throw the records out the window because they just hate each other.
All right, we got a hotline call here. It's going to be played now.
Wait, what other games? Hold on, what other games are there? The only one?
Man, hush now.
Hey, this is John calling from Pennsylvania State University, coming to you from State College. What do you guys think about the Big Ten forecast? Anything Ohio State, Michigan, and Penn State? What things going to play out in that? Just let me know. Thanks.
Well, guys, how are things going to play out in the Big Ten?
I'm going to tell you because we got our Big Ten preview coming up.
Right now.
Perfect segue.
Wow.
We're about to break it down.
Why don't we? That's the perfect segue for the Big Ten preview. Why don't we do that?
That makes sense. Let's produce this in reverse. Go ahead, Micah. Play the next call.
Hey, Micah's the best producer in the game, just so you know.
Hey, guys. It's Jared. I just have to address Micah's Kansas versus Missouri take on the last backdoor cover. I just got relocated down to Kansas City from Michigan. And I have to say, it doesn't fucking matter if it's Kansas or Missouri. Both states are god-awful. They're just garbage trash states.
I agree.
When I first moved to Kansas City, I asked people where I needed to go to, you know, get to know the city better. They said you have to go visit Denver, which is an 8-hour drive. Nobody recommended going anywhere in Missouri. Nobody recommended anywhere in Kansas. Both states are just fucking terrible. So, you know what, Micah? Your takes are trash.
I love this
guy.
That
was a great call.
That guy's fired up, and I love it.
We should have played that call first and then the other call.
Yeah.
But granted, I'll give you Micah, it takes a big man to play a call.
That's the kind of energy we need.
Trashing yourself.
Especially you know what? That guy's my friend. I don't know him.
Oh, good.
He's my friend, though.
That guy just made a friend. And
Micah, he just called Missouri trash, man. How do you feel about
it? Doesn't everybody agree with that, though?
The fact that I thought it was funny that he asked people what to do, and they said drive to Denver. Come on, that's funny. I mean, I know that's a shot.
Come on, man.
What should I do for fun? You should leave.
You should leave.
You should take a long.
You need to get out of
trip.
Here.
The Silver Dollar City.
There's nothing.
Branson,
get out of here.
A day long road trip to Denver. That's what you should.
Got to get out of here, man.
Man, you're gonna love
if
it here.
If you want to have fun, you can't be.
You could drive to Denver. All right, now on to the Big Ten preview. Up first, Wisconsin. Dylan.
Wisconsin is a 9-3 team.
Dan.
Yeah, Jared told me that they shouldn't be ranked this high, but they do.
Oh, Jared told you.
Yeah, but
Jared's your source.
They do have a cupcake schedule. They don't play anybody, and they're not in the Ohio State, Penn State, Michigan State. Like region
tier,
whatever they call it, the legends, it's not East or West anymore. Michael, can you look it up? They like changed
League
like
of Legends,
leagues and is it East and West again? They did a really stupid.
When they first started, it was Leaders and Legends.
That was right. Off,
that
was
but I think
awful.
It's East and West now.
Trash.
All right, yeah, Wisconsin, Dylan. I think Dylan hit it on the nose. 9-3, 8-4.
Penn State, Dylan.
7-5.
Dan,
I'm out on Penn State.
10-2.
9-3.
Penn State's good.
Yeah. I like what they've done with their football program.
James Franklin.
Michigan.
Duke can recruit.
Dylan.
9-3.
Dan.
Let's see. Harbaugh. Is this the year?
No.
Is this the year, Ross?
I don't think this is the year.
Yeah, I don't think it is either. I think 9-3.
I'm going to say 8-4. I think they have a disappointing season. I'm out on Harbaugh. I'm fucking sick of this guy. His middle.
He doesn't do it for me. He's a hell of a coach, but he's just really annoying.
There weren't enough good stories about him like climbing trees this offseason. I don't think he's dedicated anymore. Like spending the night with recruits and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, he's not sleeping over.
Where were the slumber parties at, Harbaugh?
Yeah, bring your flashlight out. Slumber party.
Tell us a ghost story.
Fucker.
Ohio State, Dylan.
Ohio State's going 11-1.
Is that so?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. I'll make it 3. 11-1.
11-1.
11-1 across the board. Maryland, Dylan.
Well, they're about to catch that L in a week and a half. You know what I'm saying?
From the Longhorns?
From the Horns.
Yeah, they are.
I don't know anything about this team. They have wild uniforms. That's all I know.
The uniforms are cool.
I'm going to say 5-7.
All right. Dan?
6-6.
I'm going to say 4-8. Rutgers.
Trash.
Dylan.
Rutgers 2-10.
Dan?
1-11.
I'll give him 3. 3-9. Nebraska. Dylan.
Shout out to my boy K-Money up there in Nebraska doing big things.
Shout out K-Money.
I hope you're listening, K-Money.
Is that a real person?
Yeah, Kevin, my boy Kev. We call him K-Money.
What's up, K-Money?
He works for the, I don't want to identify him too much, but he works for the Nebraska football program. I'm saying 9-3, a respectable 9-3.
So Nebraska is one of those programs that is like super delusional. With how good they should be.
Okay, Money, stop listening to my boy Dan right now.
Why would you ever want to go to Lincoln? Like, they're in Lincoln, right?
Well, it's a storied it's a storied program with a ton of tradition and history.
The 90s?
Yes.
They had the greatest college football team of all time.
Yeah, no, it wasn't just the 90s. It was like because it was my entire beginning of my life from like age 0 to, 13 or something. That Nebraska was like a serious, well-respected college football
program. Well, my coach, Scott Frost, UCF, he was a quarterback for the national championship-winning Nebraska team.
One of their national championships. They have.
I'm waiting to see how you tie this into.
He ain't walking through that door, Ross.
Oh, God.
He ain't walking through that door. They're in the lesser division in that conference with Wisconsin, but they'll go 8-4.
I'm also going to say 8-4. I'm seeing how many teams I can say, either 8-4 or 4-8. Iowa, Dylan.
I hate this
program. I don't know why. They've done nothing to me. But I hate them. I want them to lose every game, but they're not going to, unfortunately. But they will go 6-6.
I don't like their colors for me. Dan.
Every few years, they'll just like go 11-1, and then they'll go back to...
And they get embarrassed in a bowl game. That's what I feel like Iowa does.
Yeah, that's what they do. But that was 2 years ago. They won like 11 games. So like they're not due for another 5 years. So 7-5.
8-4. Illinois, Dylan.
I didn't even know Illinois is in the Big Ten now.
Do you know Lovie Smith's their coach?
How many teams are there in this
fucking conference?
I did not
know Lovie Smith was their coach.
Lovie Smith is Illinois' coach as of last year.
Jesus.
Sounds like a made-up program, honestly. I'm going to say 3-9.
Dan.
5-7.
6-6. Michigan State, Dylan.
Let's say 8-4.
Dan.
Bad year last year, but you got to think they're turning it around. 8-4 sounds good.
6-6. Indiana, Dylan.
Indiana.
You know, because I get to go last, it kind of feels like I'm giving the answer.
4-8. Because, just because.
Okay. Dan.
Bowl eligible, 6-6.
6-6. Northwestern, Dylan.
Ooh, Northwestern, that's a smart school, man. A lot
didn't of that, didn't that fucking nerd Ravel go there?
A lot of nerds went to
A lot
to
of bright minds up there.
I think
all the journalists, anyone that's like in journalism went to like Northwestern.
I'm a journalist. I think Daryl Morey might have gone there too, perhaps. Who I actually
it doesn't, honestly, it doesn't
Mike
matter.
Greenberg went there.
I do love him very, very much.
It doesn't matter. I'm
going to
say 6-6.
That nerd Mike Greenberg.
Love you, Daryl.
Also Northwestern alum.
Fuck you, Darren Ravel. Unblock me, child.
Do you really want to see his tweets?
Nah. Northwestern, I don't know anything. What come on, man. 5-7.
Come on, man.
4-8.
Purdue.
The Boilermakers.
The Boilermakers. My grandfather went to Purdue.
So did Drew Brees. It's interesting.
Wow. I've never mentioned this on the show before, but Drew Brees is my grandfather.
Yeah, yeah.
What?
I was about to say.
Yeah, yeah.
Pretty young.
Well, two peas in the same pot.
He played high school football a mile from here.
I don't think we've ever talked about that on the show before.
TBH.
Pick a number.
That means to be honest.
3 wins.
Dan, it's fucking my turn, you fuck. Sorry, I got excited. What'd you say, Dan? 3-8?
Yeah.
They're only going to play 11.
No, I didn't say 8. I said 3. 3 oh. wins. So 3-9.
Oh. I'm going to say Purdue goes 5-7.
I think Purdue's going to shock the world and go 6-6.
Wow.
Minnesota.
That would be
Dylan.
Shocking. Minnesota. Oh, the Gophers.
New coach.
I love betting on this team. I do not know why, but I've done it frequently the past 2 years. It's a serious problem.
Row that boat is now in Minnesota.
6-6.
Yeah.
Feels right.
Dan.
No, they're going to be 9-3.
Wow. So yeah. You think Minnesota's going to come out and shock the real world? 8-4. Apparently, we have another hotline call. Is that true? Yes. Here it is.
Hey, yeah, this is Michael, University of Tennessee. Ross, man. I got into gambling last football season somewhat because of you, because you're so jacked on your Twitter about it half the time. Y'all have got to be some of the dumbest motherfuckers with that Big 12 preview that I've ever heard. I mean, 8-4 Oklahoma. I know you're a Texas guy, Dylan, but get the fuck out of here. They're a top 5 team going into this year. They brought back their entire roster for the most part, minus Joe Mixon's degenerate ass. Come on, guys. I don't want to fade your picks this year, Ross. I want to win money with you. I don't want to call in here like Reese wanting to slip my wrist every week because I lost a bunch of money and I'm a Texas fan.
Okay.
First of all, Ross, let me ask you a question. How do you feel about converting someone to a gambler who's likely going to throw their life away?
That's mostly what I wanted to do when I was a little kid. They said, what do you want to do when you grow up? I was like, I want to inspire other people to gamble. But... Look, these trash previews, these pathetic previews for each conference that we're doing, these aren't necessarily indicators of our gambling prowess. I would consider myself to be a relatively smart gambler, but I don't know a goddamn thing about Purdue and how they're going to do this year in the Big Ten.
What was this guy? Second, looking at their schedule.
What was this guy's name? John or something? Some basic ass name like that. Hey, John, we'll see how OU does. You fuck. Yeah, we'll see.
It'll be better in Texas.
They lost their coach, man. They lost their rudder. We'll see what happens. They're lost.
They're actually, what did they get? Were there 7 on the AP poll?
Baker Mayfield's back.
He's fucking overrated, man. And he's a douchebag. Yeah, I said it. He's a douche.
I'll just let your Texas hate.
He gets
flow
too riled up on the sideline. He's shut up, man.
Didn't he get arrested for something?
A few times.
Probably.
Yeah. The sauces.
That's what douchebags do. They get arrested.
I like that. I like that about him.
A little edge.
You like your quarterback to be in and out of jail? That's what you like?
I like our
yes.
quarterback to have an edge.
Okay. I like a guy who knows he can throw down in the clink. Wow. League champion. What is this? Pick a champion, Dylan.
Ohio State.
Pick a champion, Dan.
Yeah, I guess we got to go Ohio State. Yeah.
I'm gonna go
against your Ohio State of 11-1 pick.
They're gonna get disqualified somehow.
Or fuck it, no, I'll go Penn State, and then Penn State will beat Ohio State.
There you go.
Dan. There we go. We'll change it up.
Wow.
I have some advice for whoever comes up with the next name for a conference. Don't put a number in it, like Big 12, Big 10. Pac-10, because it changes.
Yeah, why don't you call it like Powerhouse or
SEC? They're smart. Doghouse. They don't have a name. So they have what, like 100 teams now, and you don't have to. It's okay because there's no like SEC 14.
The super conferences.
The fuck shack. That's the next conference.
That's just my that one's free. That advice is free. So
I'm gonna say that Nebraska is gonna shock the world and win the Big Ten.
Would you have them at
Nebraska?
That's what I'm. You
had him at 8-4.
You're giving love to my boy K Money right now. He's gonna love that.
They're gonna lose 4 conference games or out of conference games, and then just sweep the conference.
Sweep the conference and take out Ohio State.
Bill, I think you've met K Money.
Shouts to K Money. We're gonna take a break real quick, and then we'll be back to talk about important shit like Roger Goodell's contract extension, the Big 3 playoffs. We'll have the baseball minute with Dan.
No. I don't have anything.
Everyone's tuning out. You're not selling the rest of this podcast very well. No one wants to hear all that shit.
It's going
to
be awesome.
What if I told you there was a podcast that not only has humor, but it also has a little bit of business?
I would be skeptical, but I'd be all in if it were true.
Sounds pretty rad.
Yeah, well, it exists. It's called Dudes Doing Business. And newsflash, we're all on that podcast. We talk about the ins and outs of corporate America. We talk about our own business here at Grandex. We also talk about relevant stuff in the news and finance and the law world, all that stuff. Nothing's off limits.
And Joe Rogan.
We all listen to Joe Rogan, too. So you might get some Joe Rogan takes as a bonus. Just search for Dudes Doing Business. Subscribe. Just give us a shot to earn your business. That's all we ask.
We're back. Breaking news. A trusted Vegas source says Mayweather is seriously considering betting $5 million on himself to beat McGregor. I got to say, that is not an impressive number to me.
So it pays out $1
million? He's getting paid hundreds of millions of dollars for this fight, right?
Yes. That's what I'm confused
about. So five?
$5 million?
Show us your betting slip, Floyd.
Come on, Floyd.
Come on, dog.
Doesn't really believe in himself.
DPAP.
That tells me D-pap. McGregor through and through, right? $5 million?
Is that allowed? Can you actually...
Also, no. Yeah, he'd have to do it through a third party.
No, you are allowed to bet on yourself in Las Vegas in boxing fights. He would not be allowed to bet against himself. But
I need
for some reason, he is allowed to bet
on himself.
I need
that more in sports.
Weird.
I need to be able to gamble on myself in sports.
Ask Pete Rose how that went. Not well.
Importantly, Roger Goodell is close to a 6-year contract extension, which
how?
Will put him around $30 million a year.
There's a better candidate in this room to run the NFL than
that. I am going to make an assumption here that similarly to how when Goodell has to go, like when somebody has a hearing in the NFL, that it's with him, the same guy who's like passing the sentence, he's also like the judge and the jury. I'm going to assume these contract extension negotiations go down between him. He sits at like a 24-person conference room table, and he's the only person in the room, and he just talks to himself and comes up with a number.
I'd love to believe
why
that.
Why does he
but
deserve
he has
so much money?
More to do with the owners.
That's $180
million. Do the owners decide
extension.
How much this guy makes?
Yeah, I think they're only keeping him around because he's pretty much a patsy. Like they can just kind of.
He really does just suck.
He's also a
he?
Cash register. I mean, he sucks at
$30 million
like,
a year,
dude. But think about it. He is such a good character as the commissioner of the NFL. And so hateable, like everything gets put on him.
What do commissioners of other leagues make?
Not near.
$30 million.
$30 million.
No, not close. Adam Silver makes
like a couple.
A few.
Jeez, man.
Again, our boy who runs baseball.
You guys just stacking paper.
Couldn't even tell you his name.
We don't even know who that guy is.
We don't want to hear it, Micah.
I love it when
don't tell us his name.
It's Rob Mansford.
Wait, is this the NHL?
No, the MLB.
Remember when Dan tried to say the name of the NHL commissioner and he didn't really know it, so he just like mumbled it and hopefully we'd call it out for him?
I love that move.
A super quick Google search for Adam Silver shows about $10 million
a year. Okay.
So a third.
He gets by.
David Stern was earning $23 million a year at the time of his retirement.
So Adam Silver took a pay cut?
I don't know what that says about. Significant pay cut? One of them is a dick. What? Anyway, yeah, Goodell, I don't know. Who are you going to replace him with? You can't stop this train that is the NFL. Now, I have a question.
Do you think, like, I feel like Adam Silver is one of the only commissioners in all sports that makes, like, reasonable decisions and just uses common sense. Maybe you just find somebody that uses common sense for the NFL.
That's no fun. If there's a strike, does it come down on Goodell? You'd have to think so, right? Is he not held responsible for keeping the league together?
That's why he's getting paid $30 million a year, so he can be the guy that gets blamed for everything.
Because there's going to be a strike.
Yeah.
It's inevitable.
NFL contracts are garbage.
Like, these guys are getting screwed, and they're just getting their asses beat every Sunday.
Getting
every
CTE
Sunday.
And shit.
Is he still denying that, the whole CTE stuff? Is he still like, didn't he say like football is the safest it's ever been?
Well, it is the safest it's ever been, but it doesn't make it safe.
Yeah, safer than.
You can't hit with your head anymore.
Safer than super unsafe. It's like just only unsafe now.
Yeah.
It's not super unsafe. Well, I'm guessing that your fantasy football draft is coming up. And if it is, last week we had Ted Kasten from Draft Analyzer join us for a fantasy football preview. If you have not listened to our fantasy football preview, there's some good insider information there from a guy who's been around fantasy football in a very serious capacity for over 15 years. Ted enjoyed being on the show so much that he offered all of our listeners 20% off Draft Analyzer, which is the best tool you could possibly have to dominate your draft. If you go to draftanalyzer.com/backdoor, you can see how exactly this thing works. But essentially, if you're like me and you're a guy that gets three rounds deep into your fantasy draft and then loses all grasp of what the hell you're supposed to be doing, this thing will help you continue to make good picks. If you're not, you can set it up for any format. It's not just PPR, not just standard leagues. You can do it for your auction league. There's all kinds of different settings, and it can be as simple or as complicated as you want to make it, really. It seamlessly plugs into all of the major fantasy sites, automatically updates as your draft happens, and it helps you make the best decisions all night on draft night. No longer do you need printouts, cheat sheets, 14 different tabs open. Just use Draft Analyzer, and you'll never draft again without it. We promise. I promise.
Is that your personal guarantee?
No, I said promise, not guarantee. DraftAnalyzer.com/backdoor. You do not need to prepare any more than to just go to that site, plug it in, you're good to go.
And just to clarify, the 20% off when you sign up, you can, I think it's $12 for one league or $24 for all of your leagues. It's a very small price to pay to not look like a clown.
You don't want to look like a clown.
Don't be a clown.
The Big Three Championship is this Saturday in Las Vegas.
We got to go, right? Fuck the McGregor-Mayweather fight. Let's just go to Vegas for the Big Three Championship.
I got to say, if I'm... Probably. I assume this is during the day. If I'm loaded, I'm definitely going to Vegas this weekend and going to both these events. If I'm there for the Mayweather-McGregor fight...
I mean, we can see...
I'm going to the Big Three Championship.
We can see something unprecedented and see Trilogy go undefeated. An entire season of the Big Three undefeated.
The trillest team in the league.
A lot of people are saying they're the best team in the history of the Big Three league.
They're 9-0.
History of sports.
Oh, I didn't hear that
undefeated
part.
Undefeated.
Wow.
A lot of people are asking how the trilogy would fare against Jordan's 93 Bulls. 92,
really?
93
people are
Bulls.
Saying that?
Yeah.
And what's the outcome?
It's a really 50-50, you know,
wow.
argument.
Damn.
Yeah. The Big Three's TV contract has been renewed for next season, which is huge for Ice Cube.
So they're back, and I told you.
Good for him.
All those callers that said the Big Three wasn't going to be around next year.
I agreed with him. And I was wrong. Dan, I shouldn't have doubted you. I was wrong, and I apologize.
It's only going to get stronger next year.
I want to apologize to Dan and Ice Cube and AI if he's still alive next year to play.
Iverson's not going to be in the league next year. No chance.
You can support this podcast by checking out Man Outfitters at manoutfitters.com. Also, download the Man Outfitters app in the iOS store. Dylan, what is Man Outfitters, and why do the people care?
Man Outfitters is the Grand Neck Zone online men's retail store.
Mm.
We sell men's apparel, accessories, and it from the best brands in the game.
It's hot men's clothes.
It is fire.
Got some brand new stuff.
It's your one-stop shop.
From Mizzen and Maine.
Deck yourself out head to toe in the freshest gear in the land, in all the land.
You got some Outdoor Voices, right, Ross?
I'm wearing Outdoor Voices shorts and a shirt right now.
I got no shorts on.
I lie not to you. You are. If you use the code BACKDOOR on manoutfitters.com, you get 10% off your whole order. Get on there. Buy some Outdoor Voices. Super, super, super comfortable. Buy some Mizzen and Maine. Look good. Feel good. Play good. Fuck good.
Stop dressing like a pussy.
Check out my bookie.
Shop at Man Outfitters.
Mizzen and Maine, these shirts do not wrinkle. They're way more comfortable than normal cotton button-downs. Outdoor Voices, I've already mentioned, it's cloud clothes. Backdoor is the code. Get on there, 10% off your whole order. Our hotline number is 800-392-6344. Call that thing whenever you want. Leave us a voicemail. Ask us a question. Talk about a sport. Let's. You got any shouts? Shout out to K-Money.
Shouts to K-Money. We love you, K-Money.
Don't know who that is.
I miss you.
If I'm down with that.
I think about you daily.
Shouts to your tooth, Ross.
I need to get up to Lincoln and hang out.
Shouts to my, I don't even know if he is a surgeon.
Did you just shouts to a tooth?
He
needs to get better. He needs to heal up. Get off those drugs.
Shouts to everybody out there who's suffering from opioid addiction. Stay clean.
Right. Get help if you need to.
Get help. Don't take those pills or do those heroines.
Don't reuse needles.
Don't do those heroines. Manoutfitters.com. Use the code BACKDOOR. 10% off your whole order. DraftAnalyzer.com/backdoor. Follow us on Twitter @BackdoorCover. Subscribe, 5 stars. Shout out to Daryl Morey. Twitter.com.
Who the fuck is Daryl Morey?
He's the Rockets GM. Follow me on all social media @WRBolin. Follow Dan @DanRegester. And then something else?
Dan_Regester on Twitter.
Follow Dylan. I want to apologize for this show.
This is one of our better ones.
We got no animal talk in.
The sponsors are going to be lining up after this one.
I got to say.
No animal talk?
Is there any animal we could cover real quick? I think we got a few minutes.
Well, let's talk about Stanford Rice. An owl. What do you think of an owl as a predator?
It's an underrated predator, man.
They only eat mice, though.
But they're dope
as
hell.
Dude, did you ever do the thing in middle school or high school, might have been high school, where you dissect owl pellets?
No, frog. Not an owl.
There are species of owls.
No. Hold on. Let me clear this up. We didn't dissect an owl.
An owl pellet.
Owl pellet. They're shit. They're poop. Yeah.
You dissected their shit?
Yeah, that's a very normal thing.
You find the whole mouse in their poop, and then you put it back together on a piece of paper, and you like put your name on it in crayon.
Well, what they do is they swallow the whole mouse.
Right.
Their pellet is like just bones and shit.
Yeah, it's bones.
Did you know that there are species of owls that have feathers designed in such a way that they fly like silently? Like their feathers make no...
They're stealth.
They make no noise against the wind when they're flapping their shit. They're like stealthy, like silent killers, man. They're fucking dope.
Stealth.
They have like night vision
too,
right?
That's cool as hell. They don't have fucking night vision, Dan. What the fuck?
They're nocturnal animals.
Yes, they do the hunting at night. That's
right.
That's smart.
I have a quick correction. I said that the Stanford Rice game is the only game Saturday. In fact, it is not. There are four games.
We're talking about fucking owls, man.
Well, yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay, what are the games, Mike?
Well, Oregon State, the Beavers, play Colorado State at 2:30, or that's Eastern time, so 1:30 Central. Hawaii and UMass play. South Florida and San Jose State play as well. And then that Rice-Stanford game is 10 o'clock Eastern time.
UMass is going all the way to Hawaii?
No, Hawaii is coming to UMass.
I heard that they were taking a boat.
It's cool.
cross country?
They're taking a ferry.
It's cooler to have four games to bet on than one. That's that's a big difference. But back to the Al stuff. No, I think my main problem with not being able to respect him is because of what they eat, though.
Why? How are you not going to respect an owl, man?
I will say this. Name an animal that makes a cooler noise than an owl.
I'll tell you what. My elementary school, we were the owls. Well, shout out to Doss. What's up? What's up, Doss Owls?
Shout out to your elementary school.
Shout out to Whitit. What's up?
Remember when owl, like, the symbol of being intelligent is an owl with, like, a graduation cap?
Harry Potter, big owl movies. Books, too.
I think you need to respect owls more than you do.
I'm picking up more respect as we go.
They can turn their head like
I told you about the
360,
the silent
right?
flying. Like, yes. Think about it.
They can put their head just all the way around.
Yeah, you told us about the silent flying.
That's cool as fuck.
Dan makes a good point. They can do the exorcism thing with their head. I'm back in on owls.
Owl was actually my fraternity mascot.
Yeah, like you said, they make dope-ass sounds. Like, what's your problem?
Ooh. Every once in a while, I'll get one in my backyard, and I'm just like...
You're probably like a hawk guy, aren't you?
Hawk guy? No, dude, I'm anti-hawk.
Dude, yeah. Owls can still pick up little dogs.
I'm out on hawks.
Little cats and
I've
dogs.
Got little dogs. You got to be careful. This owl that I see in my backyard is not big enough, thankfully.
Dude, he's probably hunting your dogs.
I've been out on hawks
Would
for a while.
Would not shock me. You've been out on hawks for a while?
Yeah.
What are the birds of prey? How do you feel about vultures and buzzards?
They're trash. They eat dead. No, they're just trash.
They're survivors.
They're scavengers, man.
I don't get their... Food
like,
choice.
They're, like, maybe kill something for once.
They're the cockroaches of but they're birds.
They're big.
No, they're real big.
That's what I don't understand. Just why don't you go hunt live, tasty
meat? They're not hunters.
Meat?
They just eat dead shit. This shit is already dead, man. It's weird.
Their poop has to smell just awful.
They're just filthy
Can't
animals.
Be great. Just awful. Mm. Well, that's been an episode of Backdoor Cover.
Woo!
We'll be back next week, and I will
shouts
be...
Shouts to all my owl fam out there.
Shouts to all the owls and all the nocturnal birds of prey.
And shouts to all the people that made it this far.
Nocturnal birds of prey, that's a dope little...
You know what?
...sect of predators.
We should have an extra code for anybody who's still listening right now, and we drop it, and it's like 20% off instead of 10% off
like
because you made it this far. Or 1,000% off.
Or 100.
We pay you.
You take our salaries.
Shockingly, I think people are still listening because we did this on Dudes Doing Business last week. They rambled and rambled and rambled. And at the end, Madison said, send me an email that says the subject is still listening and I'll do something for you. He didn't promise to give anything away. He's gotten like 65 emails.
If you're still listening, send an email to dan@grandex.co.
Not .com. dan@grandex.co. And Dan will hook you up fat.
And just...
Dan's going to take care of you.
Subject line, owl.
Yes.
Or nocturnal birds of prey. one.
And Dan's going to get it done.
We'll figure it out, yeah.
he might send you a pair of his old shoes. He might send you a... Speaking of owls,
or a
you know, you remember in Dumb and Dumber how they're at the preservation charity or whatever? They show up in the orange suit and the blue suit.
Nice Hooters.
Those are that's for owls.
Yeah. Those are Arctic... Owls, I believe.
The mascot for Hooters is an owl.
Owl Hooter, yeah, sure.
Nice Hooters, he said. He was talking about the owls.
All right, good night. Goodbye.
Bye.